This is a CBC podcast. Discover the CBC programs of yesteryear, like Man Alive and Life and Times, with the CBC Digital Archives. Watch, hear, and collect your favorite clips at cbc.ca/archives.
A report out yesterday says Ottawa is unprepared for a major oil spill off our coast. The report by the Commissioner of the Environment and Sustainable Development paints a damning picture on everything from oil spill readiness to preparing people for climate change. Bill Monavecchi is a Memorial University professor. He thinks this report is must reading for everybody, and he's live in the studio with me. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Jeff. Thanks for inviting me.
Why is this must reading?
Well, you know, what the Auditor General does for our economic analysis, the Commissioner of the Environment does for environmental analysis, and it's exactly what we need. I would hope, you know, all politicians would read this. I would hope all Canadians, everybody here in Newfoundland and Labrador would read it. It, in fact, what it does, it addresses, it's accountability. That's what an audit is. You know, how are we doing on these things that we're supposed to be doing? And I just, as a quick overview, the Auditor General has two major conclusions that I read out of it. And it's the Commissioner of the Environment who works for the Auditor General. Sorry, it's Commissioner of the Environment, Stephen Vaughan.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we call him the Ombudsman for the Environment.
Okay. Well, he and his staff did a great job. His two major conclusions are there's a lack of leadership with regard to environmental concerns and protection in our country, and that's in our province probably as well. I would say it's true on both of those levels. And there's inadequate environmental information. And how many times have we heard that discussion, you know, with regard to offshore oil here? And the Wells Commission just finished essentially, Judge Wells's conclusion as well. So, you know, you just get it's just lining up all the time, and we just have to deal with it. He addressed in the report, the commissioner addressed three issues. One was oil, Jeff, as you said. Another was climate change. And then there was a very large one as well. It was water. Chapter 2 was on water and what we should be doing to protect these resources.
Can I get you to be specific on a couple of these?
Sure, yeah.
Emergency plans. I mean, we just had the whole story and situation in the Gulf of Mexico, and they got worldwide attention to that.
Right.
What the commissioner say about our plans should we have a problem out there?
Yeah, well, mostly he dealt with ship source pollution, which is essentially our inshore problem. And he said there wasn't adequate, you know, the Coast Guard and Transport Canada hadn't adequately addressed those issues to be prepared. And I should say, with a number of other fishermen and people, I was on a regional advisory committee for Transport Canada and for Coast Guard, and it was an exasperating experience, I have to tell you. Our advisory committee was eventually just disbanded, I think, by Transport Canada. It was always, it seemed to be always much more argumentative, the meetings, than they really needed to be. And I think it was because people really are concerned about, in this case, Placentia Bay, the coast of Newfoundland, all the tanker traffic going in and out of Placentia Bay, and how we might respond to that.
Well, he says we're out of date. How out of date?
Right. Well, you know, the question is how much gear could you get there? We don't have ocean-going tugs in Placentia Bay. But some of the things he specifically addressed were, you know, can you get, if there was a major spill, and this is the idea, how do you respond to that? Can you get the gear there in time to do anything? From my perspective, it's if there's a major spill, what can you actually do? I mean, we've seen this in the Gulf of Mexico. There's still oil birds coming in the Gulf of Mexico, even though it's been capped. So, but it would be great. Somebody did ask the commissioner yesterday if he would direct attention to the offshore situation, and he was responsive to that and said maybe next year. And so when you think about information, and I just want to say one thing because it's so relevant to us. I mean, we did just have the Sea Rose evacuation. You know, Husky Oil came on and said, we don't have to say anything. Well, they don't. But you have to ask the question, why not? You know, whose ocean is it? You know, and then the CNLOPB doesn't even respond to for days and days. And then you get, oh, we'll do better next time. Well, Judge Wells had just told him to do better this time, you know. So I don't know. We just have to really, really ramp it up if we're going to be serious.
Can I just refer to one thing I think I pulled out of the report that when the auditors came to Newfoundland, there was a community, I don't know if it's identified or not, but told them that they'd like to get a hold of some of the Coast Guard's equipment to put in their museum. Because it's 25 years old.
Yeah, some of it's pretty ancient. I've heard some stories about some of the things in Placentia Bay where, you just hope it's up to speed, but I don't know.
Who's to blame here?
I'm sorry?
Who's to blame? Who's to blame?
Well, here it says leadership, right? That must be the ministers of the environment. It must be the premier. It must be the prime minister of Canada. I mean, we're in Kyoto discussions now in Mexico. Somebody has to step up to it. I'm sure a lot of these people have good intentions at heart, and we have to go with that. But, having good intentions and realizing them are something else. And that, I think that's what the commissioner is telling us. We have to do it. And we're sort of just, treading water and making kind of excuses.
Well, the government agencies cited in the report have agreed to make many changes. Do you have faith it'll improve after this?
Well, you would hope so, and that in a way, but it's always, it's kind of like, you had the head of the CNLOPB here last week and, we'll do better. Well, great. Well, I think we should just follow Commissioner Wells in that particular case and just need a new advisory, independent panel for environment.
Specific for safety. Environment,
yeah. So you really get there. There's one other thing, Jeff.
You've got about 30 seconds. Okay.
Oh, I see. Well, I just want to say that water thing is really important. The commissioner cited a survey that Canadians valued water as a natural resource more than oil, gas, or forestry. And I just want to point out, with regard to what's happening here, we have our government is giving away a sandy pond to a valley, a foreign mining company, rather than taking alternative strategies. Yeah. So, we've got so much to do.
Got to run. Thanks very much for this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bill Monavecchi from Memorial University.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.